And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's greatest concern was, how can this ummah of mine save themselves from the fire of hell and go into Jannat and enjoy everlasting peace, everlasting happiness, and how on this earth also they may get peace of mind, they may get contentment of their hearts and their souls, and how their desires Allah Ta'ala may fulfill even on this earth and in this worldly sojourn of this. That was his concern. So he used to become very concerned that our ummah, my ummah, their short span of life, they will not be able to compete with these people of the past. And this competition that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was concerned about was not the competition in worldly and material things. That competition is there. Nobody requires any encouragement to go and compete in the accumulation of worldly and material things. There, even if you don't tell a person, it is his natural instinct and desire to accumulate and to get the worldly riches, and as a result he will compete. The real competition that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was concerned about was the competition in the accumulation of good deeds, the competition in the accumulation of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in getting the forgiveness and the mercy and the rahmat of Allah, and in being able to live on this earth in such a way that each Muslim vies and competes with the other in doing more and more good towards the family, towards the society, and towards mankind in general, irrespective of what race they belong to and what nation and what tribe they belong to. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was just not for the Muslims alone. His message was for humanity at large. It was a universal message. So this was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's concern. But looking at the short span of life, he knew that my ummah will not be able to get that. So in this concern, Allah Ta'ala revealed these verses of the Holy Quran, that you do not have to be grieved. For your ummah, we are giving them a night. If they are able to stay awake in this one night, in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in my remembrance, then I will give them that same reward that the other ummah people would have got in more than 1,000 months of ibadat and more than 1,000 months of worship. There is also mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was referring to the four prophets of the past, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, Hazrat Yosha, and Hazrat Iskail. And he said that these Nabis of Allah, more than 1,000 months of their lives were spent in such a manner that they did not sin for a single moment, and they were engaged in jihad, and they were engaged in the propagation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we will also give you your ummah a night in which if they stay awake, they can get that same reward and that same sawab. So this night that we have been blessed with was on account of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's great concern for you and I, that somehow we must become successful in this life of ours. As for this night, one of the Sahabis asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Zar, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is this Laylatul Qadr now that which we have got only during our time or as long as you are living, and after you leave this world, then this Laylatul Qadr will also go with you, or will this Laylatul Qadr remain with us? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, Laylatul Qadr will be till the day of Qiyamah. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if that is the case, then when is going to be this Laylatul Qadr? When is this Laylatul Qadr? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, search for it in the first 10 nights and the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that after that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became engaged in some other activity, and I found an opportunity after a little while to ask him again, and I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, in which part of that 10 days is Laylatul Qadr?